what does everybody's on my path mean? Actually, multiple levels we can understand this. First level is that everybody has some conception of absolute. Even for materialists who may not believe in God, for them money is the absolute truth. For politicians, political power may be their absolute truth. So everybody has their conception of the absolute truth. And that attractiveness of that absolute truth, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita in 10.41 that everything attractive gets its attractiveness from a spark of my splendor. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shrimad urjitam evava tatta devava gachyattva mama teju amsha sambhava. So money gets its potential to attract from Krishna. Everything's attractiveness, it comes from Krishna. Suppose the cricketer bats very well and so many people are fans of their cricketer. But then one day that same cricketer for no reason goes out of form. When they go out of form, they can't do anything. It's not just their own talent. Their talent, but it is gifted by Krishna. So as devotees, if we see that whatever it is that people are attracted to, they are attracted ultimately to Krishna. Then we see that everybody is in that sense on Krishna's path. But then, it's like one expressway is there, and whatever is there is a manifestation of Krishna. But not everyone is actually moving closer to Krishna. Somebody may be on that path, but say somebody is attracted to alcohol. And in that alcohol, they are infatuated. Then the attractiveness of alcohol also comes from Krishna only. But that is an attractiveness that doesn't take one towards Krishna. So everything. So say for a beautiful sense object, the beauty is real and beauty comes from Krishna. But does remembering that beauty take me towards Krishna or does it take me away from Krishna? So in that sense, whatever people are attracted to, it's like a path on which whatever is attractive is there, it's all a manifestation of Krishna only. But does that attractive manifestation remind us of Krishna and inspire us to move towards Him? Or does it make us forget Krishna and go away from Him? That is the difference. So in that sense, everybody is on His path. They are either moving towards Him, moving away from Him, based on their conceptions of attractiveness, which come from a spark of His all-attractiveness.